children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And before we get started, I'd like to remind you all that our sponsor is Hydramay Skin Nutrition. If you haven't tried it yet, you're going to hear me telling you to try it every week because it really is cool stuff. And it's all natural, and like I said, that's the only thing that I use. And so all of you that are regulars know that. And I can tell you that's the only thing I've ever found that after I wash my face is still soft. And I've used some of those $400 skin creams that didn't do that. So thank you very much, Hydramay, for being our sponsor. Okay, tonight we have got Gary Quinn and his new book, Living in the Spiritual Zone, 10 Steps to Change Your Life and Discover Your Truth. And you guys, if you are starting on your spiritual path and you don't know which way to go, this ought to be your Bible, because it's got everything in a very a short, succinct manner, and so you won't get bored, and you can do some exercises in this, and it's just wonderful. So welcome to the show, Gary.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. I loved your story, and I love the way that you've put this book together, first of all, because everybody's looking for a guide. And so at least everybody that's, you know, starting on their spiritual path. And I think the way that you put this book together is not only motivating, but it's a nice guide that people can latch onto very quickly and can start actually working on themselves, you know, without looking at a book and going,
yeah,
oh my God.
I try to keep the work simple, because when we start to convolute it and we try to get too heady and people, you know, when they're going through transformation, and sometimes transformation is not an easy thing, but they sometimes find that they want an easy way to plug into the information. So I try to just make it simple and apply simple everyday things that we all do, that we can now be aware of what our actions and our thoughts are. So when Living in the Spiritual Zone came to me, it was almost born out of my very first book, which was called May the Angels Be With You, which was based on an experience I had in Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, France. And that was a very enlightening journey for me, because I was always spiritual, and spiritual, sometimes people have different connotations of what spiritual means. It doesn't mean religion. It means clear thinking, authentic living, and a connection to source, which whatever you believe in, that's where you're plugging in. And it's really about self, what I teach is about self-belief and self-love. And when the first book was written, which was May the Angels Be With You, I had not written it yet. And I had an experience many years ago. I always worked in the entertainment business in Hollywood since I was right out of university. And one of my jobs was to work on a television show, and I basically was very burnt out with Hollywood after working in that field for about 5 years, and I had the opportunity to go to Paris, France, and I basically sold everything and moved to France. Mm-hmm. And once I arrived, I contacted this company who had set everything up for me, and then they said, oh, I'm sorry, there's no job. And I go, what? No job? What do you mean? I've just sold everything. I've said goodbye to my friends, thinking that, you know, my family, that I'm going to be living in France now. And I think that was a turning point for me, because I literally had 3 weeks staying at a friend's place that was being sublet an apartment in France. And because I thought I was going to make the transition to, you know, get an apartment, have a job, start work, get my first paycheck, and it didn't happen. So when I arrived in France, I found myself panicked, and something inside said, go to Notre Dame Cathedral. And I went to Notre Dame Cathedral every day religiously for 3 weeks, and I would stay there for possibly anywhere between 4 and 6 hours a day. I usually would arrive around 10 in the morning, and I would leave about 5. And wow. Just waiting for an answer. I had no, you know, I didn't speak the language. I only knew one person who was living in Paris. And I found myself in a crisis mode, but I also found myself spiritually aligning to quieting the mind and really learning how to meditate and really knowing how to plug in to an energy. And one afternoon around 3 o'clock into the third week, and if you've been there and people of your listeners have seen that place, it's packed with tourists and people. And this one afternoon at 3 o'clock, the area where I was sitting completely was empty. And I stood up and I kept feeling this energy coming into my presence, and I stood there. And all of a sudden, I started seeing a swirl of light. It was a purple and almost like a pinkish color. And it started coming to me, towards me, and I started to almost get a bit shocked and go, oh my God, what is this? And I found myself just being cool, just taking a breath, deep breathing, and just sort of letting it come into my energy. And I said, who are you? What is this? Because I felt this swirling energy around me, and it encompassed me almost like a vortex of energy. And I felt like, remember in the Star Trek series when they used to beam people up on the spaceship? Well, it was the same feeling, but that energy of that light was hovering around me, and I froze. I couldn't move. And I spoke telepathically saying, who are you? What's going on? What is this? And this voice answered me telepathically and said, I'm Archangel Michael, and you're not here to work in the entertainment business. You're here to work and find out about what your gifts are. And I basically was just kind of going, okay, I'm really losing my mind now. I've really lost it. You know, I'm now inventing these things. And
those voices can get you in trouble, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm standing there, and I'm having a whole conversation, and this entity, which was an angel, which was Archangel Michael, said, you're here to work with us. And I said, yes, teach me whatever I need to know. I will do whatever you need me to do. Just take care of me. Because at that point, I knew nobody in Paris, and I literally had $500 in cash to last me, and I didn't know what was I going to do. Where was I going to live? What was I had no idea. I had only bought a one-way ticket. So I walked back. This energy actually stayed around me for about, I'd say the whole process was about 3 minutes. And I remember I said, yes, I will do whatever you need me to do. Just show me the way. And this energy of almost like love energy just bathed me, and I call it a Tinkerbell energy, where it just almost like sprinkling almost dust, fairy dust over me. And I remember I took a sigh and I just started crying, because it was almost bathing me in this protection, like, don't worry. And the voice kept saying, we will take care of you. And I said, okay. And then the light left. And then all of a sudden, when the energy left, people started coming into the area where I was sitting or standing.
Wow.
And I almost thought I had just invented this, or was I in a dream, or I didn't know what was going on, but I went with it. And I walked back to my apartment, and as I'm walking back into the apartment, the phone rings, and the only one person, Xavier, this gentleman who I know, he was a friend, he said, do you need a free place to live? And I said, absolutely, why? And he said, well, one of our producers, because he worked for Robert Altman, had his company there, and he said, one of our producers is going back to America to write the movie Nashville 2, and they have an apartment in Montmartre, and they need someone to take care of it for a year and look after their cat. And I said, I said, absolutely yes. He said, pack your stuff, I'll pick you up tomorrow at 3. And then that was the most amazing year living in Paris. I basically just downloaded and had amazing information being given to me about my work and what I'm to do, and that was sort of the catalyst of my journey of moving into this spiritual realm of teaching, and even when I came back to America, I did not even do anything with it until 7 years later. I went back in the entertainment business, and I did that for another 7 years, and then one day, I woke up and I was at a dinner, and we used to pick tarot cards at this dinner. It was a very well-known agent who represented many superstars, and I picked this card, and it said, do not continue your business, leave your business now. And that's what the card said to me, and it was a man on a horse with a cross on it, like a red, like almost like a Swiss cross. And I don't even know what deck it was. I couldn't sleep for 3 nights. And the voice kept saying, and I had 2 other partners in my business, and we had about 30 clients that we represented. We had a production company, management company, and we represented actors, directors, writers. And basically, I, in 2 weeks after that card, left the business and started doing the work, the spiritual path, full time, and that was the start of it. And then I wrote the first book, and the first book took me on a 40-city book tour across the world, and it's been a journey. And then after that book, many other books came through, and I'm always learning. You know, I think the problem with a lot of spiritual people is that they don't really experience what they're learning or teaching or giving information to people. And I think when you stop learning and you stop experiencing it for your own spiritual transformation growth, you get into trouble because then the ego kicks in. So I've been very fortunate to travel the world, and I still, you know, teach in different countries, and you know, it's teaching the principles of living in the spiritual zone. Is really about that we need to find out who our authentic self is. And in doing that, we need to let go of the past, and we need to let go of the future, and we need to know that at this point in our time of where we are as an individual, that we have to forgive people or events or ourselves that put us into the path that we chose, but that we can start all over again. I mean, that's the good news, is that you can start your life all over again when you decide to. And it doesn't matter whether you're financially stressed, whether you have a health issue, or whether you have some, you know, you can't find your soulmate, you can't find anything in your life, a new career, your passion. It doesn't matter. It's about really authentic, having authentic self is to really find the word or the words that empower you as an individual. And that means instead of living in fear, we have 2 choices. We can live in fear or we can live in love. And when people start to live in love, that means that they change their frequency. And people say, well, what do you mean, love? Does that mean I have to tell everybody I love them and hug them all the time? And I said, no, you have to become it. You can sit home and be love all day and you're not going to attract love. You have to actually become it. So in the work that I teach and the coaching that I teach people how to be authentic, and whether they want to be authentic in finding their truth and their passion and activating their power of choice, it's really about owning the responsibility of this is the one life that you honor and that you want to live. It's not the next life. You know, many people are fearful or angry of what's going on in the economy, and I think that is a big no-no, because we as individuals have to take our power back, but we also have to align with the truth of who we are. And as we are, we have to go back into our communities and our homes, and it starts in the home. And why children have been, let's say, becoming bored or gang related or losing sight of what the focus is, the family values have all disintegrated. And it starts that I write in the book, I say that it's important to sit around the table and have, let's say, dinner or lunch with your family members and honor that. It's not about watching TV while you're eating or, you know, the parent not being there. It's like make time for your children or your friends or your family or your mother or father or your partner or your spouse or whoever. It's about taking the time to honor you. We are all busy. We are all, you know, trying to do things. But if we stop trying and we start to honor ourselves and take care of ourselves nutritionally, mentally, physically, emotionally, and we start to give ourselves the permission to live, and we start to give ourselves the permission to have a great life, that it's a choice we make, not because of the cards you were handed in your life. And most people will have excuses and say, well, I wasn't born into a rich family, or I didn't get to go to college, or I didn't... It's never too late. But you've got to change your attitude. You've got to start to align with truth and say yes to life. You know, when people say, you know, they can give me a million reasons why they can't do something or be something, but why don't you give me five reasons why you should? That means to start a new business. That means to, let's say, heal yourself. The body doesn't lie. It will tell you exactly where you are physically and mentally. So you need to honor your body and say, I love my body, and I'm good to my body. And all the things that you put inside your body, it's a temple. If you're putting pizza, Coca-Cola, and fried foods, you're going to get sick. And years of that is going to deteriorate the body. The body starts dying the cells in our 20s. And as we start to age, we can stop the aging process by really mentally and physically, let's say, putting the energy back into us and being aware of what we're eating, you know, and try to stay away from all the junk food and the processed food and start to get into organics and really live foods, because that is the secret to living long, you know. And if you have anger and resentment, well, you're going to look like a dried up prune. Because your energy is stuck and your energy is negative, and you know, it's really about how do we make a difference. We start at basic one. One is to really activate your power right now. And everybody who's listening, you can start right now. Don't give me any reasons. This is 2009. It's about really now activating you and be the best you. And it be the best year and the best life. It doesn't matter what's going on in the economy. You can change it. If your consciousness is about lack and scarcity, you will attract more of that. But wealth doesn't mean just money. It means being having a wealth of friends, having a wealth of love, having a wealth of great energy. You know, most people are physically sick because they don't exercise. They don't take care of themselves. This is the year to turn it around. So I teach this in my seminars. I teach this in my workshops. I teach this with people who are studying with me, being coaches. You know, I don't care. I will teach wherever because the message is so important. This is the life you've been waiting to live.
Exactly. And, you know, you're bringing out a lot of really good points, because I've told people for years that you can't do the spiritual and not bring up the other things. You have to pay attention to your mental, emotional balance, to your physical balance through the diet and through fresh air and good water and good food. And, you know, I noticed you had some sections in the book where you're dealing with that too. You know, you get to the first things first. It's like, okay, deal with physical, now deal with emotional, you know, now deal with the thoughting. I like that term that you use, by the way. Thoughting is good.
You know? Right.
It was really nice, you know, because it doesn't give it a negative connotation. And, you know, with conscious languaging, sometimes we struggle to find a word that's going to really encompass it without being negative. And so I liked that a lot, and I think it's a good idea for people to make up their own words sometimes, you know.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, make up your own language and make it be the language of miracles, you know. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, everywhere I go in the world, I transform people in workshops, and I basically turn on a light, and I've gone into rooms that, you know, are dead in the energy, and I bring those people to life, because that's what it's about. Everybody can do it. It's about having the energy and really, let's say, believing it, and then you will receive it. I mean, that's the problem, is I think people are so caught up in their daily life that they've lost the vision. They've lost the awareness of what's important and what we really want to be is, you know, you're not going to take your job with you. You know, you're not going to take how much money you have in the bank. I mean, I'm not saying finances aren't important, but we can't get too caught up on that, because it's about learning non-attachment to things or situations, and be in the moment or the emotional, let's say, feeling or connection that you're having with people. And I have this situation when I teach in corporate events, they're all so physically disconnected emotionally to one another, because it's all about, how am I going to make the most money? How am I going to, you know, take advantage of you and, you know, get your client or do whatever. And it's really about learning how to be in the heart energy as opposed to the mind. And so I find that people all over the world are the same. Everybody that I've either worked with in Japan, in South America, in, you know, Germany and Switzerland and America and England and Ireland, we're all the same. We all want to be loved. We all want to have, let's say, emotional support. We want to have nice things. We want to feel good. We want to have a support system. But it's really about paying attention of what's keeping you from having it. You know, and this is what it is all about. It's about your right to have and become this is a personal choice. And you can choose not to, or you can choose to have this. And it's free will. I mean, we all make choices every day of the week when we wake up. So I think it's important to really start to acknowledge what's important to you. What do you want to create this year? What do you want to be? What do you want to have? You know, when we start to ask those questions, we break it down and say, okay, maybe I want to have a new career. Maybe I want to start all over again. Maybe I want to have a new relationship. I want to attract a new relationship. You know, I want to have unlimited finances. I want to create more finances. I want to, you know, write a book. I want to, you know, start a company. I want to travel the world. I want to heal a relationship with a family member. So it doesn't matter. It's about you learning to stay in the frequency no matter what. And when we start to look at that, we have to ask ourselves the right questions and say, is this current energy or feeling moving me forward? And if it's not, then you need to look at that and say, uh-oh, I better stop saying that. So that means if you continue to speak negative thoughts or put someone down or talk bad about something or speak, let's say, words of hate or anger, you're going to attract that in your life 24/7 without you even knowing how or why, because your frequency is emitting that, you know. And if people say, oh, well, that, how is that happening? It's scientific, whatever. We're just energy. If you're putting out an energy force that's negative, well, your whole week is going to be negative. So if you're putting out a positive charged energy saying, yes, I can, it's possible, I love that, isn't that fabulous? See, it's about acknowledgement of other people and yourself. When you start to acknowledge others, then your dreams and your hopes start to, let's say, turn into reality and results. It's when you are jealous when you're fearful, when you're angry, or you're saying, how come she's got more than me? How come he's that? It's about really letting that go, healing that, and supporting others. That means if you support others in their dreams and their values and what they want to create and be, well, you're going to get that back tenfold. That means with clients, that means with friends, that means the universe is going to support you. It's so simple, it's hard. And people, you know, always say, well, what do you have to do? Do I have to light candles? Do I have to meditate? Yes, all of that helps, but it starts with you. It starts with you as an individual, as the person driving the boat. Who's driving your boat? Well, most people say, I don't even know. You know, is anybody even home? I don't know. You need to go in, and that's what transformation is about, to find out and ask yourself these questions in self-awareness and saying, okay, my life isn't working. Well, let's get to the core and find out why. And that's what living in the spiritual zone is about. It's not about, you know, religion. It's about, let's say, exploring the great side of you and the bad side of you. We all have the good and bad with our lives, and we can be good people and we can be bad people, but it doesn't mean that we have to stay there. It means that we can start to change that and honor ourselves and put ourselves in the highest form of recognition and love and acceptance. And when we do that, we start to feel different because our self-confidence goes up. And we start to say, wow, I really feel a bit different. And my week is going smooth and everything just happens to me magically because the miracles start to unfold then.
You know, and that's something that I liked that you covered in your book, too. And the reason I wanted you on in January is because here we are at the start of a new year. And, of course, all the doomsayers are out there saying, oh, it's going to be terrible, you know, and we're going to have this and that and the other, and everybody's going to die and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so what I wanted you to do, if you would, is to kind of give people a hint of what to do. You know, how do they prepare themselves for this year? And, you know, okay, especially when you're looking at the political atmosphere, when you look at, you know, what everybody is saying about prophecy and everything else, how does one get ready for that?
Okay, good question. I feel like every year can be a great year. Let's start saying this is the best year, this is my best year, my best life, instead of buying into what all the media has to say. See, we can change it. If everybody collectively had the thought around the world and in America that this is the greatest year we are having, and I am prosperous and blessed in all areas. So it really is a mental attitude, because the mental attitude is created through what we read in the media, what we hear on the news, what we hear in the stock market, you know. But if you stop listening to that and start to live in your own little world and start making a commitment to finding out who your neighbors are in your community, really starting to go and listen to your children and start to propel and be the light, and everybody out there can go out there and be positive, and they will turn the negative people on. They will turn the lights on. And one individual can do that, and our president today showed us that he can do that. But we can do this all year round. It's not just because someone's in office. It means you've got to actually become it wherever you are in the world. And as you start to become this light, then everything around you starts to unfold. There will be no fear or no depression if you don't give it energy. So whatever you're focusing on this year, let's make a list. I want everybody right now to pick the top three dreams that they'd like to manifest in their life this year. That means I want you to think big. I don't want you to think small. It could be to have a brand new incredible job. It could be to have perfect health. It could be to, let's say, have a great job or have all our bills met or to have wonderful friends. Whatever it is, put that down in a sentence. That means start looking at your year and start being aware of where you're spending money that you don't need to spend money. look at your calendar and say, what do I do in a month? Okay, if you're going out and buying coffee at your coffee places, say, okay, I'm going to have my own coffee machine at home. I'm going to save all that money I've been giving. And if you add it up, it's quite a lot of money. I used to do that. I used to go out and I would spend, and I started adding it up, and I said, oh my goodness, it's at least $5 to $7 a day I'm giving this company. Now I paid for my coffee machine, in less than a month. So you have to look at. We have to think smart. That means to really start to look at all the situations that you don't need to have in your life and start learning. Maybe you need to spend time with the family. Maybe you need to, in the 30s and 40s, there was no TV yet. There was, people sat by the fire. When there was no electricity, what did people do? They lit candles and they told stories. Or they, didn't do anything. They went to bed early. So we have to, and I'm not saying that we're, going back into the medieval times. I'm just saying that it's time to spend quality time with people. That means, you might need to go visit your grandparents or your neighbors or someone who's elderly that, is in a nursing home. Go take them flowers. Go take them, go spend time with them. You'll be amazed what you will learn from, people who are, senior citizens and that are really have lived a life. I love speaking to people, however ages they are. So we have to look at this year, write the three things that you'd like to do. It could be get out of debt. Then you need to start first with your list and you say, okay, on the list is getting out of debt. Okay, credit card debt is crazy. So many people have it. So take your lowest credit card and pay that one off until it's paid off, and then pay the next one. And don't spend on coffee. Make your own. Invite your, friends over for a cup of coffee or tea or whatever it is that you do as a ritual. And the next step is you can say, well, I need to maybe look for a new job, a new career. Okay, have you done your homework? Have you trained in that field? Do you know something about it? You can find all the information out on the internet. Maybe you want to be an entrepreneur and create some new idea. Maybe you want to get into the health field and become a practitioner. Maybe you want to be a coach. Maybe you want to be an author. Maybe you want to be an artist. But whatever it is that you want, I want you to write it out as a clear statement. That means not, okay, I'm going to give you an example. Here's three things that if I was, let's say, I'm choosing this year three goals. Okay, I would say, one, I'm going to pay off all my credit cards. Okay, two is I'm going to have an incredible new job. Three, I'm going to heal my ailment that I've been having in my body. Okay, now, those aren't clear enough statements or declarations to the universe. Mm-hmm. Example, the first one would be, I have paid off all my credit card debt and have unlimited funds coming in, giving me the opportunity to have security. Okay, that would be the declaration or the mission statement for that first statement. The second one would be, I have an incredible job that gives me incredible finances and the time to do what I love and have an incredible career ahead of me. Three would be, I have an incredible loving relationship that supports my greatness right now. Now those three mission statements are so clear that you will start to attract that in the universe because you're setting your sights on creating it. Now, after each sentence, you would say that again. Now, if you paid off your credit card debt and pretend this is you, you would probably feel, what would you feel if you were this person who paid off their credit card debt?
Well, you'd feel pretty darn good. You'd feel like the weight had been lifted.
Okay, and emotionally you would probably feel what?
Lighter and kind of relieved.
Okay, relieved. You might be a little happy, joyful. Okay, so whatever that word is, I want you to write that next to your sentence. Mm-hmm. The second one would be if I said to you, you found this new incredible job that was paying you incredible money and being passionate about it, that would make you feel what?
Oh, that would make me feel ecstatic.
Okay, so ecstatic would be your word that goes after that. Now, third one, if I said to you, you had this amazing relationship that was dynamic, that was spiritual, that was loving, and totally in alignment to you, you would feel what?
Connected and fulfilled.
Okay, so connected and fulfilled would be your words. Now, what you do is you take those three words for the year, that those would be your buzzwords, that you would write them out on a big piece of paper, put them all over your house, put them all over your bulletin board, and you start to live those words. Every word that you answer or speak has to be in alignment to those words. That means the base root of it, if the way you say it, is it moving me forward, being ecstatic and committed and loving and let's say passionate? If it doesn't, you can't say it. You see, it's following the rules every day to be accountable is how you create change. And most people start a diet or they start a plan for the first month or two, and then they get tired, and you never see them again at the gym, and they give up because it didn't work. Oh, that's that spiritual mumbo-jumbo. It doesn't work. That's that personal development stuff. I've read all those books. Nothing happens. Okay, you've got to be committed. You've got to be persistent in order to win.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, you're not going to see results. You know, I had a woman who has been working with me and coming to seminars for 3 years in Switzerland. And her biggest dream was to own her own PR company, have unlimited finances, and lose weight. Now, every year I went, it didn't happen. Okay, last year I went. She finally got it. And guess what? That weekend after I left, I heard from her on Monday or Tuesday, she got the biggest PR client, which was a really well-known high-end hotel that signed with her for a year, giving her triple amount of income that she's never made that much, and instantly she started losing weight.
Yeah.
Instantly the weight fell off. She didn't diet because she had turned on the lights and the fear had gone away. So you see, fear is running people's lives. And I have loads of stories like that in the book. And I've had loads of clients who I've worked with or coached, and they've changed their lives because they changed their words. So what I teach is about changing your word every day, but staying committed to it and staying on key with it and really going out there and living it. Because then that's how you change, and that's how you get results, and that's how you attract the best. If it's not the best, it's not for you.
You know, I love the way that you put that. And I have to say that I find that your book is full of motivation. And, you know, in these times, so many people are having a hard time that, you know, they don't need to pick up a book and hear about all the bad stuff. Because it's too much, you know, on top of everything that they're going through. And
sure,
so
sure.
To see Absolutely. Your book. Yeah, and to see your book.
That's my dog.
The dog's like, yeah.
Yeah, you're speaking her language.
Yeah, people do need to feel good about themselves. And I know that anybody that picks up this book and reads it, and again, listeners, that's Living in the Spiritual Zone by Gary Quinn, this book will help anybody to feel better about themselves, because I don't think you have a single thing in that book where you're allowing anyone to beat themselves up. So congratulations
right.
on
Oh, thank and, you. Well, you know, in all the books that I write affirmations. It's important mm-hmm. to say affirmations like, I am a money magnet. I only expect the best. I believe it will work. And as you start to say affirmations, they will turn your life around. You know, and I have two books that actually I co-wrote with a woman in England, and they've just been released here this month. And you can get them online or in your bookstore. They're with Penguin Putnam. One is called Angel Wisdom, and the other one is called, you know, I don't even know the name. They changed the name. They changed the name from the English title. It's called an Angel Wisdom, Angel. It's in England, it's called Angel Awakenings, but they've changed the name. But if you just go to Amazon and type my name in, it will all come up. There's like six books. I have six or seven books. I don't even remember how many. I just keep doing. You know, I don't get stuck in the book. I'm always, you know, writing. I just wrote a book in Japan for Japan only. On happiness with a woman who's an author in Japan. You know, I piggyback with people because, you know, I co-wrote these books in England with a wonderful woman who I met at a seminar who is an author, and we had the same publisher, Random House, and her dream was to be published in the U.S. And she's written five books in the U.K. and with my books now, I said to her, and I made that declaration 5 years ago, I said, Glennis, her name is Glennis Eckersley, I said, our book will be in the U.S. And guess what? This year, all three of those books I wrote with her, they're going to be in the U.S. Two of them are already out here now, but another one is coming in a couple months. So it's about really putting the message out there. And you know, and all the things that I do, I audio tapes or CDs, well, we don't have tapes anymore, but audio CDs, you know, I try to put affirmations and positive thinking because we are, like you said, we are bombarded with negativity. It's about time we started, let's say, filling our lives with positive things. Yes. And, you know, just look at the newspaper and you rarely see anything positive in there. And it's now time to be the catalysts that each one of us, and that's the homework, is we must always speak positive thoughts out of our mouths. And our mind and our thoughts create. So whatever we're speaking, we're attracting and creating more of. And that's the good news is that everybody can do it. It's not just for some. It's available to everybody, and it's not living, you know, in the clouds like pie in the sky. No, everybody can facilitate unlimited wealth, unlimited health, and a feeling of love. You know, it starts with you. When you really start to say, I love life and I love myself, then you can put that energy out into the universe and really be a catalyst and make a difference. You know, if you're angry with someone or you've not spoken to someone in years, heal that. Say, I forgive you. You know, forgiveness is a huge healing tool, and, you know, just go and do it and put your ego at the door. And I guarantee you, you'll see your body will reignite, but you'll also have an incredible connection to those people, or those people might not be living in this world now, so you can still forgive them.
Sure.
And that's part of the chapter in the book is about forgiveness.
That's really important, too. That is the first step in so many people's spiritual path. When they can do that, then they can love themselves.
Absolutely.
And yeah, they go hand in hand. And I love that you have that chapter on forgiveness and the chapter on loving yourself.
Absolutely. Well, the basis of that book is Love, Forgiveness, and Truth. And that was actually the original title of it. And that's what the core of the you know, the energy with that book is Love, Forgiveness, and Truth. And
it sure is.
It's about that. And once we look at that, then we know, okay, then I'm just going to start doing that.
Yeah, and I think that you've laid it out in nice steps, too. Listeners, what you have in this book is the explanation and some really cool stories in there, too, so you understand what's going on. But there's a list of affirmations, there's exercises, and it really makes you go deeper And I find that that's the biggest problem with a lot of people is they don't go deep enough to really find the truth within themselves. And with your book, I think you've laid it out so nicely that it's easy for people to do it because they don't know the questions to ask, Gary.
Absolutely, absolutely. They don't even, you know, they're not aware of, you know, whatever has been happening in their life. How can they change it? They don't have a clue. So it's really about self-discovery, and it's, you know, I think that's what this year should be about, people really transforming themselves and changing, out with the old, in with the new, and that everybody can do it. Everything's possible. You know, let's get the belief that we can create incredible lives, and our lives are incredible, and we have incredible miracles happening. In whatever situation's going on in your life, just start to align with that thought. And it should be, you know, an affirmation. It is my right to be rich and happy, you know, every day. If you say that 5 times a day, or say, I love life. Life loves me. I accept myself for all my good parts and all the bad parts, you know. And what you're doing is you're just saying yes to life. And when you start to say, you know, I started creating the word yes, and probably I started last February. I would do workshops, and they were just, something came through in a workshop. I just made everybody repeat yes for 150 times in the workshop. And it was such a huge shift, I started bringing that completely in, where I would make a group of people, and I'd break it into people into five people in a group, and each one would have to say yes 250 times. Mm-hmm. And so it took a little while, but it changed the frequency of the room. And I did this in Ireland about 7 months ago. I was doing two workshops there, and I was in a bookstore in a basement. It was a big basement, and it was like a Barnes & Noble at the top upstairs, and it was called the Buddha Bag where I spoke. And there was about 100 people in the bottom of this room. It was like their center where people speak. And I forced everybody to speak these words of yes almost 50 times. Well, the energy resonated so much, and it wasn't that they were yelling the word, but it's their vibration shifted, and I had people coming from upstairs, at least 20 people, going, what's going on down there? Is there like some kind of energy, something going? It was because the vibrational healing was happening. It was quite magnificent, and so now I do that in my work, and you know, I do the Power of Yes workshops. Mm-hmm. And so when I heard this movie by Jim Carrey, the Yes Man, I say, oh, I've been doing that for 6 or 7 months already. so it was quite, you know, synchronicity. But yeah, so it's really, that's what it's all about.
I totally agree, and I remember there actually is a yes meditation that's part of, I think it was Sufi, if I'm recalling correctly. And, of course, their word for yes is different than ours, but I remember reading something about this years ago about how if you would just sit quietly and go down to your heart chakra and just say yes, however many you wanted to, or even if you only said 3, but to vibrate within the yes, that it helps you to open the heart chakra and to connect it up to the pineal gland and expand the vibratory level.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It's quite amazing. I mean, I saw the shift. I was in Japan in November, and I had 4 major workshops there, and I forced them to say yes, and I saw the shift with the Japanese people, and I didn't speak the language, but I just, you know, had a translator, but they could all say yes, and I saw them shifting. I saw them bursting out in tears. It was almost like a volcano was erupting. It was quite spectacular. But it was opening up their heart energies, obviously.
Yeah. You know, and if we would just remember that, and if we would say yes to each other, and instead of so many no's, because, you know, so many people have the no buts, you know.
Well, it's easier to say no.
Or the yeah buts, you know. But,
right.
But it all means no. And so so if we would just say yes, even to ourselves, if we got up in the morning and said yes, that would be kind of cool.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, so everybody for the new year has to at least do 10 yeses in the morning, noon, and night before you go to bed. Because what it does is it will put you into spiritual balance. And it just puts you into good energy of attracting great things in the morning when you start your day, during your day, and before you go to bed for the next day.
Awesome.
It's very simple.
Yeah, that is simple. And I appreciate you giving us that little factoid because, you know, people are constantly asking, you know, how do I raise my vibratory level? You know, and what if I don't want to meditate? And what if I can't meditate? And what you've just talked about with yes is so simple. Anybody can do it.
I forced a woman to drive to work to test it for a week. And I said, go to work when you're on the freeway or you're in traffic and you want to get angry or you're running late or whatever. Just start saying yes. Well, she found that she just kept saying, she must have said yes probably 200 times on the way to work and on the way home. But she had major miracles happen that week. All these things that she tried to do, she just, nothing happened. She even won a contest that she said, oh, I'll just enter it. But because she'd been saying yeses, it's almost like a gehunzel, you know, in the, what is it when the Buddhist, you know, they're the Nam-myo Rinpo Kyo.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's just sort of yes, 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 you know. Mm-hmm. So she kept saying it to everything. And I said that when people ask her out for dinner or would you like to go to the movie, say yes, even if you can't go, you know, and then call them up later and say, oh, I chose to do something else, but thank you for the invite. But she got so many invites that month and so many people just ringing her when she was so bored because nothing was happening in her life.
Wow.
So look at how the power of yes changed her life.
Well, now you know, of course, that all of my listeners are going to be running around saying yes now as many times as they can.
They should. And I guarantee you, you'll hear results. You'll say, oh my God, guess what happened? You know, if you do it, let's do it all this week. And I guarantee anybody who's listening out there, if you want to, you know, send an email to me or to you, And say, look, this happened. I guarantee you, you'll have, if you say yes, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, by Saturday or before that, you're going to see a lot of different results.
Oh, that is awesome. I love that. I think that that could provide a lot of fodder for your next book.
Well, yes, that's what I think is going to be my next book, you know, just because I've tested it all summer, you know.
Uh-huh.
I was in so many places, and I kept saying, wow, this works. And I do it now with my coaches, you know, when I coach people or I do individual, you know, the Touchstone for Life coaching, which is my technique. I've incorporated yes into this technique because I'm always, you know, I'm like a scientist. I want to find things that are going to help people be the best. And to be positive, you know, and so I'm always looking for whatever, you know, I can do to bring to the work. That's why I say it's important to keep learning. I learn every day. I love it. It's, you know, I listen to everybody. I say, hey, you know, someone's doing a seminar. If I can go, I'll go listen to them.
Sure. I know, me too. I love to learn and then disseminate the information, which is how I ended up on the radio.
That's brilliant. I mean, just imagine all the listeners you're empowering by having your show.
It's so much fun, Gary. You know,
it's
and I get to talk to the most interesting people, yourself included, and you know, people that a lot of people wouldn't approach, but you know, I get to because I have a radio show, and I did that by sitting down and doing some of the things that you delineated in your book about discovering about yourself. I did that, and I discovered, well, what do I really love to do? Mm-hmm. I love to learn. Then what do I love to do? I love to tell everybody about it, about these fascinating things. And so I think if people would do more of that and really pay attention to the things that they love, they would not have to live their lives in quiet desperation.
Absolutely.
And I think this adding the yes to it is a really good idea. So thank you so much for telling us about that.
Oh, you're welcome. And I hope people out there go out and use it. With my blessing, go use it. Go change your life. Do it. You know.
Well, definitely raise your vibratory level. We've got somebody on the fast chat just said I had some fun saying yes a few times right now.
Good. It works.
Yeah, it works. It's awesome. Well, would you please give people your contact information?
Oh, absolutely. And, if you'd like to go listen to, you know, some of. Interview with
Hello?
Shirley MacLaine.
Uh-huh.
You can see a 10-minute video on a movie that I'm in that's coming out with Jim Carrey and Deepak Chopra and Dan Millman called The Invocation. And the site is just GaryQuinn.tv. That's Gary Quinn, GaryQuinn.tv. And if you want to send me an email, you can send me one. If I come to your city, hopefully, you know, you'll come out and listen to me, whatever. So it's really about just, you know, if you can go on the site and get some nugget of some insight, you know, I hope it works for you. The books are great, but really it starts with you. It's about taking action and doing the work yourself. You know, books and CDs and things are great to get you in the moment, but it's really about doing the homework. And when you get the tools and the strategies, well, then your life changes. So thank you for, you know, having me on this program and letting me share my insights.
Absolutely. I loved having you on the show. Thank you so much for coming on. And you know, thank you for giving people something to do to start their new year so that they can really live the life they were meant to live.
Yeah.
That is.
And homework is everybody has to say, this is my best year. 2009 is my best year. Everybody has to write it out on a piece of paper, put it up, and keep it up somewhere all year round. So when December hits the month comes, you're going to be in the end result every day. All summer, all February, March, April, May, you keep saying, this is my best year. And I guarantee you, whatever you say will create it. You'll see all these mini miracles happen when you continue to say it in the end result.
Awesome. Well, it's been a quick hour, so.
I know. Well,
we'll do it again.
Time flies,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. Send me your next book and I'll have you on again and, we'll do some other things, or you know, when you're going to have a workshop or something, let me know about it.
Excellent.
And yeah, because this is so important. You know, as you know we get these little voices from you know, from our highest self and from the ascended masters and the angels and such, and we get them strictly because it's time to get off our butts and go do something.
Absolutely, spirit works wonders if you listen to it.
Absolutely. And, you know, the people that listen to this show all the time know I just got done with doing that. I had 2 years on the road because the little voice told me I had to go out and do it.
Good.
I needed
Excellent.
That yes stuff, though, because what I was doing was quantum vortex stuff, you know, manifestation, helping people to learn to be more mindful of what they're saying and what they're asking for. So so what you're doing is right up my alley.
Brilliant.
And yeah, it does work. I mean, we watched miracles happen.
Mm.
And I can tell you definitely that a lot more people are now listening to that little voice within. And everything that all of us are doing to wake others up to that, I mean, it's just like we're little kids at camp, you know. And we woke up first and we're going, hey, you guys, wake up, come on.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we got to be some of the first ones up, which is great fun. So thank you so much for being on the show, Gary. And,
oh, it's my pleasure.
Yeah, it was just wonderful, and I know the listeners enjoyed it because we've had a few comments on the fast chat here, and they're still yesing.
Good. Good.
And so that's wonderful. So thank you so much, and listeners, please do check into Gary's book, Living in the Spiritual Zone. It's a nice size, so it won't, you know, bog you down. It's real exercises that you can use to help yourself, and it's really wonderful. So thanks again, and before we sign off, let me just let you know that we have been talking with Gary Quinn, author of Living in the Spiritual Zone, 10 Steps to Change Your Life and Discover Your Truth. And the show is brought to you by our wonderful sponsor, Hydramay Skin Nutrition. They have more than just the regular skin lotion. They have body wash and they have lip balm and all kinds of things that are made from 100% natural organic substances. And it's quite wonderful and it's very affordable. Thank you, Hydramay, for supporting this show. And thank you, listeners. Without you, there would be no show because I would be talking to myself. So thank you for listening, all of you guys. And until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
To a new day with each your soul.